Well, the old clock on the wall says it's time for Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Every week we spend a couple of hours cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century or so of recorded sound here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, and around the world at classicalwscs.org. Come on the amazing journey and learn all you should know.
Thank you. Thank you. Nature must have planned this storybook affair, 'cause every sign of spring was there.
With salt sea waters bluer than a million skies,
the scene was set,
stars were in their eyes.
'Twas a Tahitian rendezvous
beneath the spreading
surrendered to a love found in each other's arms. He placed a flower in her hair to prove his love was true.
She answered with a tender kiss to prove to him her love was his, to share as long as
tropic suns would grace Tahitian skies. Tahitian rendezvous.
Quite mesmerizing and enchanting. That's a full album from the Radio Thrift Shop archives. Earl Backus with the LP Haunted Guitar from 1957. That was released on the Dot label. And it featured Earl Backus on guitar, Bobby Acri on piano, Frank Rulo on drums, Mel Schmidt on bass, Remo Biondi on the guitar and percussion, and the Jack Halloran Choir with wordless vocals. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and also out in North Adams, Mass on WMNBLP at 107.1.
About 14% of our population is 65 years and older, and that percentage is growing, and so are the issues that older people are facing. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Well, my research really focuses on how older adults manage in everyday lives. I'm just very interested in particular about older adults who have health problems, and how do they navigate their world, whether that be their homes and their physical world, and relationships with family and friends.
Karen Roberto is a university distinguished professor of gerontology at Virginia Tech.
When I think about the surprises in my research, I think it really is how resilient older adults are and the fact that they do oftentimes face adversity and yet have multiple solutions for overcoming those issues. My research really takes place in the homes and communities in which older adults live. I started out doing a lot of door-to-door interviews with older people who would talk to me about what their daily lives are like. Sometimes it's very structured and we have a very specific set of questions, but a lot of times it's much more conversational because people will open up more and tell you more about their lives if we can have a conversation. We gather a lot of stories till we start hearing the same things. And then we really analyze the narrative or what they say to us. So it's a very intensive process and very long hours of reading transcripts. Oftentimes we record the conversations.
Karen Roberto's conversations have yielded some sobering facts about aging in America. We'll hear more in future programs. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
One of my favorite radio stations, it's a shortwave radio station that I listen to, is WRMI Radio Miami International. And one of their frequencies has had to shift. They were broadcasting on 6855 kilohertz, and due to interference with a U.S. Army frequency, they've been asked to vacate 6855 kilohertz, and they are now off that frequency and broadcasting at 9455 kilohertz, and they expect to be on 9455 kilohertz sometime this coming week. Also, one of the frequencies that WRMI broadcasts on loud and clear all over the United States is 9395 kilohertz. So please check that frequency out for all kinds of very good programs from around the world.
is the Happy Station Show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere!
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico.
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show. Show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station, Happy Station, Happy Station Family Show.
The Sunday Happy Station Show.
Well, this is DJ Frederick, and kind of rummaging around in the archives there. That's the Happy Station Show, and I do hope that you are listening to a happy radio station and having a happy day or a happy evening listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. And a little bit before that, we were listening to the band JLT with a song called T2. You're listening to the new era of underground radio with DJ Frederick on the Radio Thrift Shop.
This is Bird Note. Have you ever watched a baby bird peck its way out of its shell? The determination to break through is astounding. Now imagine two famous composers writing and orchestrating a piece that reflects that desire to be born. Inspired by a talented friend's painting called Ballet of the Unhatched Chicks, Russian composer Modest Mussorgsky wrote a piano piece as part of his famous work Pictures at an Exhibition. The composition was later orchestrated by Maurice Ravel. Listen as instrumental colors from the orchestra enhance the pecking rhythms, the scurrying tempos, high-pitched peeping sounds, and the baby bird's eventual freedom. Isn't it amazing how music can so beautifully interpret this emergence of life? You can watch baby birds hatching on our website, birdnote.org.
Exploring science in the sea. Parts of the northern Atlantic Ocean have experienced a chill down in recent years. In particular, a large pool of water between Canada and Europe has cooled by about 0.75 degrees. And some researchers say that could lead to drier conditions across the Atlantic. Researchers in Britain studied not only the changing temperature, but changes in the way water flows around the North Atlantic at different depths. Warm surface water flows northward in the Gulf Stream, past the east coast of the United States, then eastward to Europe. In the North Atlantic, that flow gets colder and denser, so it sinks. It then flows southward past Europe and northern Africa, then ultimately back toward the U.S. as it warms up. For years, this circulation was especially strong. At the same time, the water near the top of the ocean between Canada and Europe got warmer. But the British scientists found that over the last decade, both trends have reversed. The circulation around the Atlantic has weakened and the northern waters have cooled. Both results could be caused by changes at the bottom of the ocean between Canada and Greenland. Those waters have gotten warmer and less salty, at least in part thanks to melting glaciers in Greenland. That could be slowing the circulation. The researchers say that the North Atlantic could get even cooler over the next few years. That might suppress the number of hurricanes, but rob parts of Europe and Africa of rain. Another example of the link between land and sea. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
So it's time to say goodnight. We've liked being with you today, and we hope you'll join us tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock when Charlie Blake will be here bright and early for the start of another wonderful day of broadcasting with Radio Bradenton, the music voice of the Sun Coast. Radio Bradenton, WTRL, is owned and operated by the Blue Skies Broadcasting Corporation and is on your dial with a smile at 1490 kilocycles with 250 watts power under authority of the Federal Communications Commission. This is Dan Beach speaking for the entire staff of WTRL. Good night and sweet dreams.
This is the new era of underground radio, the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.